Welcome back, everybody. It's Yom Chapter Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis 113b, and we are on the top of Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We ended with the pasuk from Yeshaya, which was talking about the fact that we have to be Shabbistic. We have to go and do things that are involving mitzvahs. We have to speak in a certain way for Shabbos. And one of the things we mentioned is that you have to walk in the way of Shabbos. It says the Gemara, Bishlam Akul Chai. So I understand by all these other things that you're supposed to do Shabbos activities as opposed to weekday activities. El Shalom Yehei Hilucha Shal Shabbos Ki Lucha Shal Chol Mahi. But what does it mean that you shouldn't walk on Shabbos like you do the rest of the week? So what is this really referring to? So answer the Gemara, Ki Yad Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. It's that which is Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. Amar Lei Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav Huna Haya Mehalech B'Shabbos Upaga Ba'amas Samayim. So let's say someone's walking on Shabbos and they come by a stream of water. If you're able to put your first foot down by the time your second foot is lifted, meaning you're able to just walk over it with a single stride, mutter, then it's allowed. But if you have to jump over it, then it's going to be a problem. So Maski for Rava, the Rava asks the question on this. So what do you expect this guy to do? He should walk in a weird way around it. That's going to make his walking distance longer. That's going to be a problem. So Liavar, should he just cross through it? He can't just cross right through it and walk through the water, because in the mitzavon mane maya. Because what's going to happen is sometimes his clothing is going to become wet with water. Vasu de sleet, and it's going to come to wringing it out, and that's going to be a bigger problem. So elabaha, rather in this case, came into the lefshar shapir dummy. But in this case, there's no other real options. You're allowed to just jump over it. So that leaves us with the question. So what does it mean that you can't walk on Shabbos like you do in the weekday? El kidabamine Rebbe me Rebbe Yishmael Rebbe Yosi. Rather, we are talking about the following from Rebbe, who asked of Rebbe Yishmael Rebbe Yosi, and he said, "Maluf so psia begasav Shabbos." So is one allowed to take long strides on Shabbos? So Amrulos Rebbe Yishmael said to him, "Bechomi hotra." Someone really even allowed to do this on weekdays? Shani Omer psia gasav no tell us echad mechamish meos mi more inav shaladam, because I say that taking long strides takes away 1/500th of the light of a person's eyes. Umahader le bikiyusha de beishimshe, and it gets restored to him by drinking from Friday night kiddush. So interesting idea that we see that you shouldn't take big steps on Shabbos, and in general, that big steps cause bad things for your eyes, but on Shabbos, that gets fixed with Kiddush. And the Meiri actually has an explanation. It's not really referring to Kiddush itself. It's just talking about the restfulness and tranquility of Shabbos that is brought in by the Friday night Kiddush, and that's kind of what brings our eyes back. So a lot we can do with that drusha-wise, but let's keep going. So now we have a separate question. What is the halacha of regarding someone who wants to eat dirt on Shabbos? So Amar Lovachi B'chol Mihotra, someone really allowed to do this even on a weekday? Shani Omer, Af B'chol Asur B'mnei Shehu Malkeh, because I say this is probably even usher on weekdays because it's something which is dangerous to your health. So Amar Rabbi Yami says similar things that are related to this. Kol Chol Me'afra Shel Bavel, anyone who eats from the dirt of Bavel, Ki'u Ocha Mimsar Avosav. It's as if he's eating of the flesh of his ancestor. Ve'eshom Ki'u Ocha Shkatzim Ramasim. Some say that it's as if he's eating from the creepy and crawling creatures which died during the Mabul, because the pasuk says, when talking about the Mabul, that he got rid of all existence. Amar Rish Lakish says, Lama Nikra Shema Shinar. So why is Bavel called Shinar? Shekol Mesi Mabul Minaru Lisham, because all of the dead things of the flood were dumped there in Bavel. That's why it's called Shinar. Amar Yochanan, Lama Nikra Shema Mitzua. Why is Bavel also known as Mitzua? Shekol Mesi Mabul It's Tal Lisham, because all of the dead of the Mabul sank there. Yeshom Ki Uochashkatsum Ramasim, Havada Ismachuye Itamachu. So in some say it's as if you're eating these creepy crawling creatures, but surely these creepy crawly creatures were fully dissolved by the water, so why would it be like you're eating that? Amrei kivan demalkei, so rather what we mean to say is, since you're eating dirt and it's bad for your health, kazru b'rabbanan, the rabbanan made gzeira not to eat on these grounds. Daha hahu gavra da'achal gargishta, because there was a certain person who ate clay, v'achal tachle, and then he ate some of this crest. Kalkulei tachle b'libei umis, and then the crest sprouted in his heart and he died. So that's why we're saying stay away from that. Now we go back to the topic of wearing Shabbos clothing. So the pasuk says, when Rus is about to go meet Boaz, so Nomi tells her, Verachatsta Visachta Visamta Simlosayich, that you should go and bathe and anoint yourself and put on nice clothing. So the question comes, why did Naomi have to go and tell her to put on clothing? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Eilu Begadim Shel Shabbos. Rather, she was telling him, go put on nice clothing, go put on Shabbos clothing. Now the Gemara comes and brings two examples of people who got advice, but then used some of their own wisdom to go and make it even better. So Tein L'chacham Yech Kamot. So the Pasuk in Kohelet says, give to a wise man, he will be yet wiser. So what's referring to? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Zurus HaMoavia Ushmu HaRamas. This is referring to Rus and Shmuel. Both of these people got instructions, and they adjusted it somewhat to go and make it even better. Diyu Rus, Diyu Nami, Kamart, Lavrachatsta, Vesachta, Vesamta, Simlosai, Chalayach, Vierata, Hagoren, because Rus was told by Naomi to go and bathe yourself and anoint yourself and put on nice clothing and then go down to the threshing floor to go and meet Boaz. The Ilubi deductive, but when she did it, Vatir and Hagorin, first she went down to the threshing floor, and then she did everything that her mother-in-law had told her. She did all those prep after she got to the threshing floor, because otherwise they would have thought she was just someone who dresses inappropriately and provocatively, whatever it was. So she did it after the fact, which made it much better. Shmuel de Eli Kamarle, when it comes to Shmuel, so over here, Shmuel was thinking that Eli was calling him, but Eli wasn't really calling to him, so Eli figured out that it was really probably Hashem calling to him, but Shmuel still wasn't sure. So Eli told him, so go lie down, and if you hear this calling to you again, say, speak to Hashem, and your servant is listening. Meaning you should say, Hashem, I'm listening to you. But when Shmuel actually went ahead and did this and carried out the instructions, Shmuel, even when he was called out to, he still wasn't 1,000% sure it was Hashem, so he didn't say Hashem's name so as not to risk saying Hashem's name in vain. He just said, I am here, your servant is listening, as opposed to risking and saying Hashem's name in vain. So that was another good thing that he did. Now we're going to go further in this idea of trying to analyze some of the psukim from Rus. So it says that she, Rus, went and she came and she gleaned in the field. That she went and came. Until she found decent people who were going to be able to accompany her, so that way she would be in a better position. Another thing from the book of Rus. So the pasuk says, and Boaz said to his servant, who was overseeing all these harvesters, to whom does that young woman belong? Meaning he was asking about Rus. Does he normally ask about all the young women that he saw going and getting from the field? So no, she did something that caught his eye because she was very smart in something. What is this? Because when it comes to leket, one of the things you have to leave in your field, so the halacha is there's two things that are left, then the poor person's allowed to take, but three they're not supposed to take. So she would take 2 ears of grain that fell from the harvester's hands, but she wouldn't take three, and he was very impressed by that. Masnisa Tana, and a brisa was taught, Devar Tznius Rabba, that he was actually very impressed with something Tznius related, Omdos Mu'umad, that the standing ears of grain she took standing, and Ophos Mu'ushav, but when they were falling down, she took them sitting so as to stay extra Tzanua. Good. Another pasuk about Rus. So then Boaz said to Rus, and here you shall cleave with my maidens. Was Boaz always with these women? Amar Belazar, cave in the chaz of Atishak, Arpa lachamos of Rostov Kaba, Amar Shari lead by Gidabuke. So when Boaz saw that Rus was choosing to stay with her mother-in-law as opposed to just leaving her, he said, okay, this is someone who I'm allowed to be with, meaning I'm allowed to marry Rus, even though she's a Moavia, I know she must be totally worthy and I'm allowed to be with her because of all of this. And the pasuk says that Boaz said to her at mealtime, come halom, come over here, with using the word halom. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar says, Remez Ramadla, he was giving her a hint, which is saying that eventually the kingdom of David, of David, is going to come from you. Halom, because that word halom is used by David. David, Elohim, umi beisi ki haviosani ad halom. Because it says this idea of ad halom, so we see that this is what it was really connecting to. Now the Gemara goes to the next part of the previous pasuk. Vatavalta pitates bachomet, and dip your morsel in vinegar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, mikan shachomet yafel l'sharv. So what we see from here is that vinegar is good when there's a heat wave. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani amar remez ramazla. This is another hint that he was hinting to her. Asid bein latzeis mimich shemaisev kashin kachomet. That eventually there's going to be a son that comes from you whose deeds are as sharp, as bitter as vinegar. Manu Menashe. And who is this? This is referring to the evil Menashe. Vatesha mitala kotrim. And the pasuk says that she sat at the side of the harvesters. Amar Rabbi Elazar, mitala kotrim vol besocha kotrim. She sat beside the harvesters, but not in the middle of the harvesters. Remez Ramazla. So again, Boaz was giving a hint. Shasi damachus beis David shetishalik, that eventually the kingdom of the house of David would be divided. Vayitzbat la kali vatochal. And the pasuk concludes and says he handed over her to her parched grain and she ate and she was satisfied and left over. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says vatochal bimei David, that she ate in the days of David. All these are terms of affluence. Atispa bimei Shlomo, and she was satisfied in the days of Shlomo. Vatosar bimei Chizkiah, and she was left over in the days of Chizkiah. All good things. Ikadamre, and some say vatochal bimei David bimei Shlomo, that she ate in the days of David and Shlomo. Atispa bimei Chizkiah, and she was satisfied in the days of Chizkiah. Vatosar bimei Rebbe, and she left over in the days of Rebbe. Rebbe was wildly wealthy. Damar Mar, because we said previously, I heard Ruye de Rebbe hava Asir Mishvur Malka, that the stable person that was working for Rebbe was wealthier than the king of Persia, Shapur. So we see how wealthy that descendant, Rebbe was a descendant of David, so we see just how wealthy Rebbe actually was. Masizatan and a Braisa was taught, Vatocha Ba'alam Hazeh, Vatisbalimos HaMashiach, that she ate in this world and she was satisfied in the times of Mashiach. Vatosar Lasid Lavo, and she was left over in the world to come. This is what it's referring to when it's talking about all these things. This is Daf Kuf Yod Gimel Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.